Welcome to Faithfully Beautiful with Manda, a podcast dedicated to women who are on a journey to discover or rediscover a personal relationship with God. Are you a new believer? Maybe struggling with your faith right now? Or like me, knew about Jesus but never realized what a personal relationship with Him meant? Well, through this podcast, I will share with you how God's Word can apply to us on a daily basis and put us on a journey to becoming the confident, empowered, beautiful women that God created us to be. Welcome to the Faithfully Beautiful podcast with Manda. I am just super passionate about today's topic. Like last week when I talked about peeling back the layers on our beauty and our perceptions of beauty, this week, even for women, as much as we deal with our beauty and issues with that, our strengths and weaknesses with that, we also deal with the strengths and issues of our bodies. So this week is all about peeling back the layers of our bodies. And we have to kind of really sit back and take a look. What are we allowing our perceptions of our bodies to be? Are we allowing them to be socially driven? Or are we allowing them to be biblically driven? Now, it's really, really, really hard to be biblically driven on the way we look at our bodies. Because we naturally are hard on ourselves, we're hard on our bodies, we're hard on the way we see ourselves. And what do you really actually think about your body? Something I want you to think about really heavily, and if you're a person who journals, and I am, I really would like for you to, at the end, I'm going to share some questions with you, and I'd really like you to think about it and journal about it and see what God is trying to tell you about the way you look at your body. And so for me, how I was thinking about my body. So my past vision of the way I looked at myself, the way I looked at my body. I was athletic in high school. So I had an athletic body in high school. As I started having children and started to really struggle with my identity and my beauty, I realized that I was insulating my body with lots of weight. I've shared before that at one point in my life, I was 253 pounds about 11 years ago, was completely unhealthy, completely basically eating myself to death. And the doctors told me, if you don't make a serious drastic change with your weight, you're not going to be here in 10 years to see your kids graduate high school or get married or have grandkids. And that was a real wake-up call for me. Now, you might not be in a position that you have to have that wake-up call or that you are overweight or maybe even underweight and that's your struggle, but maybe you're just struggling with the actual way your body is shaped. For me, it was a struggle for what I weighed and for seeing myself, even after I lost all the weight, as the woman that I was right at that moment. I was talking with some women at a conference I was speaking at this weekend, and they asked me about some of the clothes that they had still sitting in their closets. And, you know, they had this little section of their closets reserved for the clothes that when they lost the weight, they were going to wear again. And so I kind of probed a little further. Hey, you know, how long have those been hanging in your closet? One of the gals said 5 to 6 years. One gal said a couple years. And one gal said probably 10 plus years. And I looked at all of them and I said to them, okay, so what do those clothes sitting in your closet, how do they make you feel? Are you being motivated by those smaller clothes sitting in your closet, or are you being hindered by those smaller clothes sitting in your closet? Does it work to feed your motivation to lose weight? Or does it feed into your negative self-talk that, oh my gosh, I'm just never going to get back into those clothes? It points out every single day the failure after failure, that you didn't make the right choice with what you were eating, or you were eating emotionally, or you were eating just to because you were bored, whatever it is, what is that motivation for you to keep those clothes in your closet? And I really challenge them to think about that, because it's so important, women, that we learn to start accepting ourselves right where we're at right now in the here and now. We have the bodies we've been given. We have the hearts we've been given. We have the minds that we've been given. Doesn't mean those don't change every single day or have the opportunity to change every single day. But right now, in this given moment, we have the bodies that we've been given. We have the minds that we've been given. We have the hearts that we've been given. We have the beauty that we've been given. And we need to give ourselves permission to accept that. It may not be what we want it to be, and that's okay. We don't have to be perfectly satisfied with the way our bodies look. But what we really do need to do is accept the way we are. For me, that was like 18 months ago. You know, just keeping it real, I have been at my what I would call my goal weight for 9 years. I've shared before, I had gastric bypass. I lost 120 pounds in about 18 months. That for me was a decision that I had to make that forced me to do the drastic changes I needed to do to be able to be here for my family. So just because you lose the weight, which I had done and it maintained off for 9 years, I still saw myself when I looked in the mirror as that 253-pound woman. I didn't see the woman that had reached her goal weight, that had maintained her goal weight for 9 years. I saw the woman that I was when I was heavy until 18 months ago when I had another life-altering event and realized that not only did I need to reach out to God to show me my value, to show me my worth, to show me who I am, but it was accepting that that's the way I was created to be, that I needed to look myself in the mirror and accept where I was right now. God was touching me and seeing me how I am right now. And it's so actually refreshing to see ourselves through his eyes, because all he has for us is unconditional love, tons of grace, tons of mercy, everything that we need to be able to see in ourselves, he can give us. So the foundation verse, so now that I'm on, off my little soapbox now, the foundation verse for the talk, you know, why I'm so passionate about this, is actually in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 through 20. And I actually want to share with you from two different versions. The first version is the Living Bible. And for me, this is pretty impactful. It talks to us in a more real way. And then I want to share with you from the Amplified version, because it gives a little bit of a different spin on it. So let's go with the Living Bible version first. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. Haven't you yet learned that your body is home to the Holy Spirit God gave you, that he lives within you? Your own body does not belong to you, for God has bought you with a great price. So use every part of your body to give glory back to God, because he owns it. Now, I don't know about you, but I know for me in the past that I have been selfish with my body. I have not treated it as well as I should have with food or physically by going to the gym or walking or running or physically being active to keep my body in shape. I've been selfish from intimacy with my husband because of the way I felt about my body and the way I felt I was using my body more as a tool than I was using it to enjoy the relationship that we had with each other. So there's lots of ways that we can be selfish with our bodies and the way we see our bodies. And so, you know, there may be some of you that have dealt with sexual abuse in your past, or you've dealt with other addictions that have caused you to either gain or be significantly underweight. Whatever that is, we tend to not consider, we consider our bodies our own, that they belong to us, that we're in charge of them. And normally, most of the time, we don't do a really good job of taking care of it. And I know because that's me. I don't take very good care of myself. Yes, I eat healthier. Do I get as much exercise as I should? No. You know, we all fall into getting into our busy lives, but our bodies are not our own. We are a temple to the Holy Spirit. We, our bodies house the Holy Spirit. Our communication with God, our intercession with God and Jesus is the Holy Spirit. And we are his home. And we always like to have a nice home. We feel bad if we don't have a nice home to come to, or whatever it is. We want our homes to be an extension of who we are. Well, we need to start looking at our bodies as being an extension of who we are. And it doesn't matter how much you weigh. It doesn't matter how you see yourself. It's because it's the way God sees you. So now I'm going to read it. You know, it doesn't belong to us. We just have to keep reminding ourselves. It doesn't belong to us. It is a home to the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to read, share with you from the Amplified Version. I like the Amplified Version because it gives a little more richness to it. And I think I've shared that before. But do you not know that your body is a temple, the very sanctuary of the Holy Spirit who lives within you, whom you received as a gift from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price, purchased with a preciousness, and paid for, made his own. So then honor God and bring glory to him in your body. Now, ladies, let's just keep this real, okay? We need to be honoring God with our bodies. And it doesn't matter what our bodies look like, whether they're big or small, short, tall, whatever it is. Whatever shape you are, whatever size you are. I've been all sizes from 24 to 4 and everything in between. And even at the size I am now, 18 months ago, I couldn't see that. I couldn't see the woman that he created me to be. I couldn't see that my body, that my life was a precious gift, just as it was. It was a precious gift. I was a sanctuary to the Holy Spirit. He gave me the gift of the Holy Spirit. I do not own this body. And when I die, this body will decay and fade away in the earth. But my heavenly body, my spiritual body, will go to heaven. And that's the body that we really need to be focusing on. Not our physical aspect, but that spiritual body. That body that is going to go with us to heaven. And that is the body that God created in all of us. We need to be honoring him because he purchased us with a preciousness and he sacrificed his own son for us so that we could be his. Our bodies, our minds, our hearts, everything belonged to him. And I know that sounds kind of, you know, I don't know if I'm coming off as harsh or if I'm coming off how this is coming off to you, but I just know because I've been there. I know what it feels like to feel bad about the way you look, about your body image, about how when your husband sees you naked or when you see yourself naked and the images that you get in your head about what you look like, that society has given us this picture of what our body should look like. You know, the little size zero stick model that walks down the runways at Fashion Week is not the image that we need to be looking at. We need to be looking at those women in our life that are the examples that we want to be. It doesn't matter what their body shapes are. Now, of course, it's healthier to be thinner. It's healthier to have the right diet and to be feeding yourself the right things, both physically and emotionally. But it really is about feeding your body and being around women that feel the presence of God and know that their bodies belong to God, no matter where they're at. So you can obviously tell I'm super passionate about this. And, you know, you may look at me and say, oh, well, she's thin. She doesn't, you know, what does she know? You know, I still struggle looking at the mirror, you know, just because I'm the weight I am or the weight I was before. There's times I struggle, like, really, can, you know, this little extra loose skin on my legs really just ever go away? Or things don't fit right because I have big shoulders or whatever it is. I still struggle. I struggled the same way I did when I was a size 24 as I do now. But I'm able now to see myself how God sees me, how He looks at me with this love and this grace and this just, I mean, it's just this warmth that I feel when I finally get out of my own stinking head and get out of my own way and my own negative self-talk, when I allow Him to show me the body that He's given me, the spiritual body He's given me. It just makes all the difference in the world. I forget about the loose skin that still hangs on my legs or my chicken wings that wave when I wave at people. You know, I've got two waves. I've got the arm, you know, my arm chicken wing, and I've got my hand that are all doing the waving for me. You know, when I say goodbye to somebody or a way hello to somebody, you know, those are things we're going to have, but we really need to be looking at our bodies in a biblical way. The way God looks at us. We are a temple to the Holy Spirit. We are a temple for Him. We are to be a temple for Him. So I want to give you some questions to think about. And if you're not a journaler, I would recommend that you just whip out a piece of paper and you really take a hard look at these questions that I'm about to give you, because they made a significant impact on this journey that I've been going on over the last 18 months to really start seeing and accepting the body that God has given me, the beauty that He has given me, the identity that He's given me, which has been what we've been talking about the last 3 weeks. You know, peeling back the layer on our identity, peeling back the layer on our beauty, and now we're peeling back the layer of our bodies. And it's so important, ladies, that we start to accept who we are right here, right now. Doesn't mean it's not going to change for the future. I'm a big proponent of that. I mean, you're talking about somebody who hadn't read a book in 20 years and has now read 15 books. I mean, that's not me. That's all God. And when you finally accept who you are, the opportunity and the ability to hear God in a different way opens up the doors for you to make change. And that change could be weight loss. It could be growth spiritually. It could be a lot of different things. And it doesn't have to be just one. It can affect a lot of areas of your life in a very positive and enriching way. So I'd really encourage you to take a look at these questions. So I want you to write down, what do I think about my body? So I want you to write down all those negative things, because I can tell you from experience that most of the things I wrote down when I answered this question were all negative. There was a few positives, and I really want you to focus on finding a few positive things about your body that you're happy about. You have beautiful eyes. You have great lips. You love the length of your fingers. Whatever it is, find the little thing. It took me a really long time to find the positive, ladies. So don't beat yourself up if you can't think of something positive right away. But I want you to make a list of things that you think about, the way you think about your body. I want you to answer the question, how are you treating your body? Are you being selfish with it? Are you really opening it up for the Lord to come in, for the Holy Spirit to come in? Are you really treating your body the way you should be treating it? My answer to that would be no. I still am not treating it to the best of its full capability and potential, but He's growing me, and that's all we want. We want to just be constantly moving forward. So I want you to think about how you're treating your body. And then I want you to think about, what is one thing you could do towards treating your body better. So for example, I have been trying to eat a salad at lunch. So versus eating the junk food or whatever I have in the refrigerator when I'm working from home or going out to lunch, I'm really focusing on making a healthy salad for lunch. And that's what I've been doing for myself physically. Mentally, I've been feeding myself with reading. Reading two different books right now. So I'm feeding myself. That's how I'm treating my spiritual body. So what can you do? What is one little thing? It doesn't have to be a big thing, just one little thing that you can do to change the way you're currently treating your body. And then I want you to think about the way you self-sabotage your vision of your body. Now, I'm a prime example of that. I've shared earlier that I've been at my goal weight for 9 years, but I self-sabotaged myself into thinking that I was still that 253-pound woman that was unworthy, unloved, unwanted. So I self-sabotaged myself at every corner, and I still occasionally, more often than not, self-sabotage my vision of myself. But God is slowly restoring the vision that I have of myself through His eyes. And so I want you to write down and I want you to really think about what you do to sabotage your vision of yourself. And then I want you to take one small step, write down one thing you could do differently to not sabotage the vision of yourself. For example, what I do, and this is going to sound crazy, and trust me, I thought it was crazy for the longest time. I look in the mirror every morning and I tell myself, thank you, God, for making me the way I am. As simple as that. It changes my mindset from those self-sabotaging negative self-talk that I do and giving thanks for where I am right now, the body that I have right now. He's growing me. He's making me see myself in a different way. So what is one thing you could do? What is one thing that you think you could do to make a step to stop self-sabotaging the vision of yourself? Maybe it's getting more in the Word so you can see the way God loves you. Maybe it's, you know, being crazy in the mirror like me. Maybe it is, I don't know what it could be for you, but I just know that we need to be making that one little effort, that one little step, because when we open ourselves up to the possibilities of the way God sees us and to the way He really created us to be, we can truly start peeling back those layers of our misconceptions of who we are and really start seeing who He created us to be, accepting the person that is standing in front of Him right now. There's only more growing to do. There's only more building a relationship with Him to do. We are never going to be perfect, and we're going to never be in a point that we stop needing Him to be a part of our lives. I just want to take this opportunity to tell you guys how much this whole thing has meant to me. Coming to you every week for the last few weeks and sharing about peeling back these layers has really taught me some really valuable things. And I want to thank you, because of you, I am forced to really look at the things that God is calling me to do. And you are a very important part of that for me. And you bless me in ways that you have no idea how you bless me. And so I want to give this opportunity to tell you guys, thank you for your time, for your efforts to becoming the empowered, confident, beautiful woman that God created you to be. That's all that's important to me. I'm just so passionate about this, you guys. I really am. I just want you to know that He loves you and that He sees you as beautiful. I mean, He wants to dress you in fine linens and gold. He wants to treat you as His bride, as His princess. We are daughters to the King. He wants to treat you as His royal daughter. I just want you to open your heart to accept that, to see the beauty that he sees staring in front of you, to see the beautiful woman, no matter how tall, how short, how heavy, how skinny, what color, what age, whatever it is. I just want you to see the beautiful daughter he created you to be. So I look forward to coming to you again next week when we're going to peel back the layers on our heart. And that is going to be some pretty tough stuff, because that's really getting to the core of our onion. If we're peeling back these layers, that's getting to the core. That's our heart. That is the core of who we are. And that's going to be where it's going to get really real. And I'm excited about it. I can't wait to share with you. Again, thank you so much for continuing to bless me on a daily basis with your support and with your thoughts and prayers. Have a great one, and I will talk to you again next week. Thank you for your valuable time and allowing me to share about how God's work can work in our daily lives and how it can be applied in our journey to becoming the confident, empowered, faithfully beautiful women we were designed to be. For more information and fun, visit me on my website at mandelhall.com. Join me next week as we dive into more of God's Word.